you looking squad-wise in particular, Dan and Sturridge, is he likely to be fit, and how much of a boost would it be to have him back against us?
Yeah, he's as fit as he can be after this long break. He trained with us. Of course not. Of course he's not at 100%, and now we have to see. I don't know what I do tomorrow. I don't know what I do when I build a squad or something like this. Yeah, I have to think about it. His quality is outstanding. We don't have to talk about this. But how everybody, he needs training. And I think today it was the third full exercise with the team after 4.5-5 weeks break. So, but as a striker, sometimes 5 minutes are enough. So we have to see. I have to decide this tomorrow. No, and I will start thinking about this after the press conference.
Obviously, it's the first time that Raheem Sterling is likely to come up against his former club. I just wonder whether he's one of the players that you will earmark for special treatment. How highly do you rate someone like Raheem Sterling?
I don't know how to wait for somebody.
It's the first time that he will play against football since he made the
move. Yeah, that's football. It's normal in football that former players play against their old club or whatever. So that's absolutely normal and nothing special. So I don't know how many friends Graham has here, but had here or has here. I'm not sure, but good player. I have to say good player, but that's not. Nothing what I think about it. Played here for a long time, had a good time here, had no bad word about him. Good boy, good lad. So they will have friendly shake hands, and then it's football.
Just in terms of how you now manage the players, perhaps psychologically, how do you go into games making sure that they've got the fire and the passion in their heart, but keeping a cool head as well?
What a question. Yeah, very easy. It's very easy. Yeah, that's my challenge all day. That's what I do all day, but I try. Give informations and mix it together with emotions, and then let's play football. That's what we try. So that's not the most easy thing, but it works. It's not a problem because these players, of course, know about this because they play football since they are 6 years old or 5 years old. So it's always this: everybody want to win, each opponent want to win, and you have to want this more, and that's important. And then the other thing is, that you have to be as good as you can be in using your skills in the right moment. That's what our job is. And then you have to be awake from the first second in a game. And that's very important. And then you can win football games. That's good. But it's not one thing that I say we do it like this or like this. It's the whole how we are together in training here at Melwood, all these things. That's how we handle it.
I understand that Stephen Gerrard has returned to Melwood this week. At what stage are you now? Have you had another conversation?
Yeah.
Has he trained?
No, he's on holiday. That's good. Not that much holiday after when he left Liverpool and he went to LA. So now he enjoys holiday and he's that's good. Really, really good person. I liked it. I enjoyed the time together, and we spoke about many things. But if it's something to say about this, I think it's Stevie. No, nothing special. He don't want to play next week. He don't want to train next week. I'll make his holiday. And if he, that's what I can say. If he want to train, of course he can. That's no question. He can use Melwood as it did it about 500 years, so that's no problem. And then you go back to LA sometime, train and play there, and then it's really far away.
Jules?
Just talking about Daniel Sturridge-Jürgen, the fact that he hasn't completed 90 minutes, or he has, but just in a few games, are you just trying to trying to manage his fitness right now so he doesn't break down again?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the problem with Dennis' quality is that everybody can see it. It's obvious. Obviously, it's an unbelievable strong player. So when he's in the training, you see it and you think, "Whoa, nice." Yeah. So, but that's what I said. We have to think about it. We can take him to Manchester and he can train around the game and Sunday, Monday. He has to train now. That's for sure. That's for sure. Because 4.5 weeks. I'm not sure if Liverpool had that long summer break in the summer. So 4.5 weeks, he couldn't train. He was not cycling, not running, not. So, and then we start. But because he's that skilled guy, it's after a few minutes you see, maybe we should. Yeah. But first of all, I'm not sure if 5 years contract. Yeah. And everybody wants to see more often on the pitch, so we have to train, of course. It's what we try. But we have to find the right balance. Yeah. And we'll see. I didn't decide until now.
Magister, Stephen, what do you think of Manchester City so far this season?
Not bad. Yeah, they're top. Yeah. Good team, good players. I don't care about this. Not interested with the best team in the league. As long as not we are the best team in the league, so I don't think about this. Yeah, but they're pretty good. Play very experienced, very, very experienced. But the difference between Man City and Liverpool is that in this moment we know nothing about Man City because their training ground seem to be deep in the forest. I've never been there, so nothing. We don't know about Aguero, we don't know about Silva, we don't know about Boni, we don't know about Bap, and so on. So, but yeah, that makes it interesting. So we are prepared. We watch game with all of these players or without these players. So we will be prepared. But I played with Dortmund, two times. Never lost. Yeah. No, I think 8 players of this team are still there in this moment, I think. Yeah. So this is high quality. But the best news is it's football. So we have a chance that I don't need more in this moment. I'm looking forward to this game. 2 weeks, it's long enough after Crystal Palace. Yeah. Now we have next chance. Try to keep it.
Jürgen, you've obviously worked with some great attacking midfielders, particularly in time in Germany. Would you put Philippe Coutinho in the bracket of the great attacking midfielders that you've played with, well, you've managed so far in your career?
Yeah, of course. I'm not sure if I should make a row or whatever, how you want to call it. But, who are... our attacking midfielders in this moment. We have Ibe, Firmino, Coutinho, Lallana. They're all in a row with the other guys. It's like it is. If you don't see them too often, you only see the good things. I was the coach of these guys. I saw the rest too. They're bad exercises or they're not so good games. But yeah, of course. Yeah. There were some good players I worked with and these players are very good too. So. Nothing to worry about. I'm really satisfied with these players.
Do you set targets at all? That maybe for something like
20 goals?
Yeah,
no, I never did it. Yeah, no. I don't want to start with it.
Carl? International break, you obviously have players away, but you've had quite a core body of players here. Has this international break helped you?
Yeah, we had 8 players here because Jose Enrique could train first time since I'm here. The other 7 were the same 7 that were here when, so it's nothing changed. But I heard about it that we had more players here, but it was not the truth. They were only a little bit earlier because some of them had only 1 game. That's right. So, of course, but this week was good. The first 2 or 3 days were good for recovering, and then we start with training, and we could work on many things. Would be better I could speak Spanish in this week because all these players are Portuguese or Spanish, but it was okay with the English. And now they all are back, and so we have 2 or 3 days' time to make the last steps on the way to Man City. And the week were good. And the national players in this time, they had different problems, of course, but the matches were not the biggest. And most of them played only one. Adam Lallana played 63 and 20-something. It's the same with Joe Allen, only played one. Emre Can played no, and I know from the German national team in this time, and when they are together, they don't train too much. So it was a good moment. Would be better when we were together, but it is like it is. And so everybody could use this time.
Have you spoken specifically to Emre Can about his aspects? He was caught up in the middle of it quite a lot of it.
Of course.
Have you spoken to him about what happened and how he is and how he's come back?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm not sure there is something we should talk about, I'm honest. So that's normal. Young lad and young boy and very difficult situation. But it's like for all of us. It's difficult to understand, difficult to change. So, yeah, we have to trust in the people. They maybe can a little bit more. Have a little more power to change it, and then we will see what happens. But for the boys, was not the best experience, but it is an experience, and now they are back. It's the same with the Belgium guys, of course. Only a little bit more time to understand why they canceled the game. Yeah, but now they are here and back at home. We spoke. Of course, we spoke about this, but. Like everybody, not in a special way.
Final question. Sorry. Can I just double check on your team fitness, please? So I know you've got quite a few. Do you want me to run through them or?
Please help me.
Jordan Ive.
Yeah. Okay. Beck.
James Milner.
Beck.
Carlo.
Beck. Carlo was injured.
Well, he's not. He's not playing, has he? Was it just?
Ah, yeah. No, Colo is fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jordan Rossiter?
I think he will start on Sunday with the normal team training. Now he's finished tomorrow his rehab. Okay. On Sunday he will be in team training.
Jordan Henderson?
On a really good way. Next week, maybe parts of team training, we will see, but on a really good way.
And I think the others are all longer. Mamadou, Danny, Joe, and John Clark.
Mama is good news too. It's not that serious, I could say, how we thought in the first moment, of course. So we don't want to give you a time that you can ask every day, but it's. I think it's not Christmas 2016. No, that's good. Yeah. So between now and 2016, we have but it's good news. Not too serious. So. Yeah.